The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Kahana, Sanhedrin Shero Kulon Chayva, a Sanhedrin who was judging someone whether he's Mechuyev Misa, and all the Dayanim decided unanimously that he's Chayev Misa. So the Halacha is Poitrin Oisoi, which means that he's part of a Misa. So the Gemara asks, my time? This is counterintuitive. Why would it be if the majority say that he's chayav misa, so we give him misa? And if there's a unanimous decision that he should get misa, so are we going to say that he should be potter? So the Gemara explains, kivon digmiri halonas din lemevad leischusa. Since there's a halacha by dinin nefashis that there's a requirement to have halonas hadin, which means that even if the bezdin, everyone already came to their conclusion, each one of the dayanim already came to their conclusion, nevertheless, we have to give it a night to think about it again, and only the following day can we carry out the psak din. They need time to argue about it, to think it over. Halonas hadin, have to leave it overnight. So the Gemara says, since you need halonas hadin, v'hani sulei chazulei, if you have a Sanhedrin, with the entire Sanhedrin unanimously agrees that he's chayiv misa, then the halonas hadin is not going to have any effect to leave it overnight, because since they all together they weren't able to come up with any tzad of schus, so therefore they're not going to think of any tzad of schus anymore, and therefore, since in such a basin it's impossible to have a halonas hadin, therefore we can't give a psak of misa without having halonas hadin. Now there's an interesting kasha that some mafarshim ask. The Gemara says in a few places in this parak, we have it daf tazayin amud beis, we have it in other places, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Mokim Shivim Ve'echot. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din like the 71 of the Sanhedrin. So the question is, how can Moshe Rabbeinu have a din of Shivim Ve'echot? How would he ever be able to give someone Misa? Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the entire Sanhedrin. And Sanhedrin Shiro Kulam Lechayiva Paitin Oisai. Moshe Rabbeinu includes in himself all 71. So whatever psak he's going to give is a unanimous psak. So how is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu can be mechayev misa? We're saying Moshe Rabbeinu has a mile of being like Shivim Ve'echod. How could he have the mile of being like Shivim Ve'echod? And therefore he can give a psak in a din that usually needs Shivim Ve'echod. Moshe Rabbeinu can pass by himself. So the question is, how could he pass by himself? The Gemara says Sanhedrin Shiro Kun Lechayiva Paiter Noisai. So, obviously, so there's a few terutzim on this question, but just before we go to the more complex terutzim, we'll just say a few pashta terutzim. First of all, not all Rishonim agree that the Taich and the Gemara of Sanhedrin Shiro Kulon Lechoivo Poitrin Oisai means that the person who they're judging is potter. The Yad Ramah says a mechudish diga taich in the Gemara, and he says poitrin oisa means we give him misa right away. Poitrin oisa means we send him off to get killed. And he learns the Gemara just the opposite. He says when there's a majority that want to give him misa, so then we have to make halonas hadin, because since there's a minority opinion in the Sanhedrin that says that he's not chayav misa. So we have to consider that very well, and we have to make halonas hadin. We have to give it overnight in order to consider what the minority is saying. However, when it comes to a Sanhedrin shiro kula mechayva, okay, so there's no more sad of seeing any schus. There's nothing to consider in a halonas hadin. So poitin ayisa, we send him off to misa that same day. We don't have to wait overnight. So obviously, according to the Yad Ramaz explanation of the Gemara, this question is a non-starter. Because there is no such Gemara that says that if the Bezdin saw, if the whole Bezdin unanimously wants to give him Misa, then he's Potter. So, according to him, there's no cash. Obviously, the question is only Lefi, the other Yishayinim, who explained that Potter Neisa means that he's Be'emes Potter. Now, I saw a teretz brought down b'shem Rav Simcha Zisel Broide, the Yeshiva of Chevron, and he says that the din that Sanhedrin Shiro Kulam L'Chayva Poitrin Oisoi, the Rambam brings only L'Gabe Din in the Foshes. So, an economy, perhaps we can say that when Moshe Rabbeinu had to be done Din in the Foshes, so he taka couldn't done by himself. He had to bring other dayanim with him, because the Gemara says that Sanhedrin shiro kul l'chayva paidin aistoi, and Moshe Rabbeinu would always be a case of shiro kul l'chayva. However, what is the Gemara? When is it applicable that Moshe Rabbeinu is walking shim ve'echad koi? That is only in cases that are not dinin afashas, cases that need shim ve'echad. Like in Donas Hashavet, the other things that the Gemara brings, that you need Shim Ve'echot. So that's another teretz on this cash. Now, a third teretz, and I saw this brought B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but I want to give it a little bit more background to understand the teretz, so I'd like to expand a little bit what he says. There's a Gemara in this same Amid, on the Dafid Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that Haide ka'ome eni yedeya command the less hedomi. That when you have a bezdin, and some of the dayanim say some of them vote one way, some vote another way, and then there's one dayan who says eni yedeya. So the Gemara says that the one who says eni yedeya is command the less hedomi. It's considered as if he's not there. And therefore, the Gemara says that if you have usually a Sanhedrin, every basin has to be an odd number, because it can't be a basin shakel, because we always have to have, we have to allow for the possibility that the basin might disagree with each other, and you have to be able to be done al pi roif. So you won't be able to have a roif, you won't always be able to have a roif if there's an even number of dayanim, and therefore a basin always has to be an odd number. That's called Ein Beis Din Shakel. So, a Beis Din can never be an even number. So the Gemara says that what's the halacha if you have, let's say, two dayanim that say, let's say you have three dayanim. One says Zakai, one says Chayiv, and the third says Ein Yudea. So the Mishnah says, Yosifu dayanim, that we bring in new dayanim onto the Beis Din, and from their psak, we'll be able to come to a majority that will be able to paskin either way, Zakai or Chayiv. So, the Gemara says that over there we can, in such a case, where we have some of the Dayanim saying Chayiv, some of the Zakai, but there's someone saying Eini Yedeya, and because of the Eini Yedeya, we're not able to come to a hachra of roiv, so we have to bring in other dayanim. Over there, says the Gemara, we can bring in even an even number, because the one that says eini yedeya command the less hedomi. That's the context where the Gemara says that the one, the dayan that says eini yedeya, is as if he's not there. Now, this lashon Gemara is used by the Sma in Choshe Mishpat Siman Yud Ches Tifkot Dalet. And the Smas is a very important concept. It's negiah to a lot of things in Hilchas Dayanim, in the number of Dayanim, and the halicha acharoiv, it's a yisoidis digi concept. The halacha is that if you have, let's say, a beis din of three dinim ominous, and you have shnayim oimrim chayiv ve'echad oimer eini yudea, or shnayim oimrim zakai ve'echad oimer eini yudea, you have the two dayonim agree with each other, and the third one says eini yudea. So we would think that what's the problem? For sure, you have a majority paskening either zakai or chayiv. So what would be the problem? The one who says eini yudea, whether he's going to say zakai or chayiv, he will always be outvoted by the other two dayanim. So why is it relevant for us to consider anything more? But the halacha is not like that. The halacha is that if shnayim oimrim zakai ve'echad oimer eini yudea, or shnayim oimrim chayiv ve'echad oimer eini yudea, the halacha is yisifa dayanim. You have to bring more dayanim on to the basin, and you have to by bringing more dayanim, you might come to a achra of roif. So the question the Sma asks is, why is it like that? Why do you have to bring other dayanim onto the beis din? There's a mamonoshach, there's always going to be a roiv of either zakai against it. Whether this any dayah would ultimately say chayiv, whether it say zakai, he will always be outvoted and there will always be a roiv against him. So the Rishonim say a loshen over here, and they say, they use this gemara, eini yudea keban de lesei dom. The one who says eini yudea, it's as if he's not there. And the question is, but what does that mean? What does it mean it's as if he's not there? Well, why is he not there? He is there. So the Sma, in Simi Yud Ches, if Katan Dal, explains the concept of eini yudea keban de lesei dom, and he says as follows. The entire purpose that the Torah gave a specific number of dayanim, we need shloisha is required, dini nefashis, 23, somewhere 71. What is the purpose of having this number of dayan? So the Sma explains that the Torah wanted that through the multiplicity of days, from the fact that there are more than one day in the Sanhedrin, in this basin, so each one is going to make the other one smarter. When you have a panel of three dayanim, and each one says his opinion, each one's stating his opinion forces the other ones to reconsider their own opinion. That's called a maso matn. That forces a maso matn to take place. It forces a discussion to take place. And from the discussion, we're going to have a greater beer, greater clarity, and a more accurate psak in what the psak should be than had it been just one dayan who's sitting by himself, and he's not forced to deal with anyone else's opinion on this case. He doesn't have to reconsider. So, of course, he could be very, very smart, and he can think of all the possible tzedadim, discuss it with himself, but it's not the same thing as discussing it with his peers. So when the Torah says you need a specific number, that means that's how much discussion the Torah wanted. That is how much multiplicity the Torah wanted in this din Torah in order to get to the most accurate psak possible. So says the Sma that when we have three dayanim, and each one is saying his opinion, so then each one, by stating his opinion, is getting the other ones to either reconsider what they're saying, or they're getting reinforced in what they're saying. But the masumatma discussion is making everyone smarter. However, when you have a base din of three dayanim, or of any number of dayanim, and there's one member of the Beis Din who can't make up his mind, he says eini yudea, he is not bringing anything to the discussion, he's not making anyone smarter, because no one is forced to reconsider their position or to be more convinced of their position by hearing someone say, I don't know, I can't make up my mind. Therefore, says the Sma, That's what it means when we say Eini Yodea Kaman Deles Hedami. It's as good as if he wasn't there, because the point of having the multiple amount of Dayanim is because each Dayan, by stating his opinion clearly, is going to increase the Masa Matan and is going to bring out a better Psak. And the one who says Eini Yodea is not contributing at all to the Masa Matan of the Dayanim. Now, according to this Hezbir of the Sma, we can understand that when the Torah says, when the Gemara says that you need halonas hadin by dinin nefashos, we have to give it overnight. That means that the Torah wanted that the masum matan should continue overnight. This should not be just a regular by dinin nefashos, where the Torah required the halonas hadin. What that din of halonas hadin is telling us is that it's not enough to have the regular amount of masa matan of discussion between the dayanim. You need to give extra masa matan of halonas hadin, that each one is going to be dan and mefalpel with what the other ones, with what his peers are saying, and this way we'll get even a clear beer of the psak, and perhaps we will take a come and pat to him. Therefore, says the Gemara, with Lefi this we can understand in a better light what the Gemara means to say, Sanhedrin Shiro Kula Nechayva Poitir Noisai. Why? Says the Gemara, my time, Kima de Boy Lamevet Halonas Adin, Hani Sule Chazule Schusa. The whole purpose of Halonas Hadin is to allow for more Masa Matan. In a Beis Din where all 23 are saying Chayiv, the Halonas Hadin is not going to increase any more discussion about the case. No one's going to make anyone else smarter. And therefore, it's not contributing anything to changing the Psak for the better. So therefore, says the Gemara, since we cannot be mekayim halonas hadin, so we don't have that extra measure, that extra dose of masa umaton, therefore we pata him, because we don't have enough masa umaton to be mekayim him. Therefore, according to in this light, the question, the kasha about Moshe Rabbeinu, the makom shiv be'echot koi, is not shveh, because when we say Moshe Rabbeinu b'makom shivim ve'echad koi, that means, in essence, that the Torah considered one man, this Moshe Rabbeinu, although he is only one man, he can, with his milo, with his godless, he can accomplish what an entire shivim ve'echad, an entire multiplicity of deis, of opinions, can accomplish with their Masa Umaton. Moshe Rabbeinu can do that all by himself. He can have all the discussions with himself about all the different stadim and all the different ways of looking at the case. Moshe Rabbeinu can do what 71 Dayanim can do by themselves through their can do through their Masa Umaton. Moshe Rabbeinu can accomplish on his own. That obviously has to be the explanation in Moshe B'makom Shiv V'Echad Koi, because if that's not the explanation, then that means the Torah is telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu can be B'makom Shiv V'Echad, even though we don't have this great multiplicity of days, of 71 days. So obviously when the Gemara is saying that Moshe takes the place of Shiv V'Echad, that means he takes the place of the number of the ribuy of deis that we need, that would come about through shiv ve'echad dayanim. According to this, Moshe Rabbeinu does not have a necessity for halonas hadin. Or should we say, Moshe Rabbeinu does not have a necessity for what a normal halonas hadin would accomplish. Because the regular case of halonas hadin, that is the regular case that requires halonas adin is because we have a ribuy of days, and because we need to come to a conclusion based on the masumatna of all the dayanim. So that discussion must drag overnight in order for each one to continue discussing it and to come to a clear decision. However, Moshe Rabbeinu, since the Torah did not require him to sit with anyone else, so that in essence says that Moshe Rabbeinu does not need the Halonas Hadin of Shiv Ve'echod. And therefore, we can't question why Moshe Rabbeinu's B'magn Shiv Ve'echod can cover for the chesaron of Sanhedrin Shiro Kulon L'chayva Poitir Naisai. If Moshe Rabbeinu would see L'chayva, he can pass from L'chayva because Moshe Rabbeinu takes the place of any benefit of any Masa Matan that Shiv Ve'echod Dayanim would be able to accomplish.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.